Democrat John Yarmuth, my constituents wanted Trump out yesterday. By Sean Moran on November 14, 2019. Representative John Yarmuth, DKY, a member of the House Democrat leadership, said Wednesday that Democrats would move towards impeachment regardless of the current inquiry or Americans' approval of impeachment. Rep. Yarmuth, the chairman of the House Budget Committee, told the Washington Examiner that Democrats will continue to vote for impeachment whether the inquiry discovers crimes worthy of impeaching President Donald Trump. My constituents wanted him out yesterday, Yarmuth said. The House Budget Committee chairman said Democrats have already shown their desire to vote for impeachment by approving a resolution that formalizes the rules and proceedings. I think our members, in voting for the inquiry, reflected where we are. I don't think public polling will change it, Yarmuth said. Two House Democrats, Reps. Jeff Van Drew, DNJ, and Colin Peterson, DMN, voted against the Democrat resolution establishing the rules for the impeachment inquiry. Representative Van Drew dismissed diplomat Bill Taylor's testimony before the House Intelligence Committee Wednesday as hearsay. It's hearsay, Van Drew said after Wednesday's impeachment inquiry hearing. It's really difficult dealing with this because it's he said she said. Van Drew said he would need to see the stronger evidence such as verifiable documents or audio of President Trump's conversations to prove the allegations levied against him for him to back impeachment. Frankly, the aid did flow, so that really isn't an issue at the end of the day, Van Drew added. The aid flowed, and everything resolved. The New Jersey Democrat said in October his constituents said this move to impeach the president has fractured the nation. I have been hearing from my constituents on both sides of this matter for months. And the escalation of calls this past week just shows me how divided our country really is right now, he said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.